Now 5:30, the time for the morning chanting. So if you'd like to get ready, and we can begin this morning sing-song. Yosho Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Savakato Yena Bhagavata Dhammo Suppatipanno Yassa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Tamayang Bhagavandang Sadamang Sasangang Ime hi sakare hi atarahang Aropite hi abhipujayama Sadhuno bante bhagava sucira parinipputopi Pachima janata nukampa manasa Ime sakare dukkata panakara bhute patikanhatu Amhakang dikaratang hitaya sukaya Alahang sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavandang Abhivademi Savakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Suppatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Iti Piso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vija Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Sata Deva Manusana Buddha Bhagava Tamahang Bhagavantang Abhipujayami
Tamahang Bhagavantang Sirasanamami Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pachata Vedita Bowin Yuhi Tamahang Dhammang Abhipujayami Tamahang Dhammang Sirasanamami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yadidang Chattari Purisayugani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttarang Punya Ketang Lokasa Tamahang Sangang Abhipujayami Tamahang Sangang Sirasanamami
So now the Metta Sutta. Are you ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, so this is the final morning of the retreat. And the morning time, as many of you know, is the most probable time that you will become enlightened. Because most people, it seems, become enlightened just about this time, as the dawn is about to rise in the sky. So the eye of wisdom arises in the mind. So normally this is a powerful, magical time, just before dawn. And you've all been meditating well, all building up the energies, building up the supporting conditions, getting closer and closer, and who knows, this might be your morning. But make sure that you are awake, that you are alert and mindful, because if enlightenment calls and you're nodding half asleep, it will go to the yogi sitting next to you instead. So be alert, be awake, and who knows what might happen next. And even if you don't become enlightened, you can always enjoy breakfast at 7 o'clock. So happy meditating, everyone.